A federal showdown with sanctuary cities continues to heat up. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Monday issued new warnings to jurisdictions seen as uncooperative on immigration enforcement. Yet, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, officials in the state of Washington vow they won't back down.
Speaking to reporters this week, Sessions echoed previous threats to withhold federal money, and he narrowed in a bit more on specific law enforcement funding at risk for things like community-oriented policing.
Failure to remedy violations could result in withholding grants, termination of grants, and disbarment or ineligibility for future grants.
Washington State received about $12 million in DOJ law enforcement grants last year. For that money to keep flowing, Sessions says local jurisdictions will need to certify they comply with immigration laws and that they don't block access to immigration or citizenship data. But what's still unclear is how the feds will determine potential violations. Washington State and several cities and counties here have so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with the feds, and local officers are directed not to ask about immigration status. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says Sessions' comments, quote, strengthen our resolve to fight back. And a statement from Governor Jay Inslee's office says Washington will continue to be a welcoming state, and the state's policies are consistent with federal law. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.